Good morning. Yesterday we discussed the question of somebody who is up all night, for example, Shavuos night, stays up all night learning. Yesterday the discussion was, what does he do with Netilas Yadayim? And we said there were actually reasons to not say the Netilas Yadayim bracha, maybe even not an obligation to wash the Netilas Yadayim. Indeed, we do. And there are some poskim that say you can't say the bracha. Other poskim say be yotze al from somebody else. Other poskim say that we should at least go to the bathroom after alos hashachar, and then we can say the al netilas yadayim. Today's question is the same question. Somebody who doesn't go to sleep, but how about the birkas haTorah, saying the brachas of the on the Torah, lasok bidivrei Torah, etc. Because he doesn't sleep, does he not say the bracha? So we see in Shulchan Aruch that somebody who did not sleep indeed does not say the birkas. And the Magen Avraham brings a couple of rationales why that is. That Shana, sleep, is what it's dependent on. If somebody doesn't sleep and is up all night, doesn't have a recurring obligation to say the Birkas HaTorah. And he brings another example, another rationale. It's like somebody who's in his sukkah, all of sukkahs, doesn't leave the sukkah. Just because night came, went, and passed by, that doesn't obligate him to say another bracha on the sukkah. He would only say one bracha at the beginning and not say it for all 7 days. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham brings a couple of rationales why even though somebody didn't sleep, he should still say Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Number one, apparently Chazal, maybe when they instituted the Birkas HaTorah, they instituted to say it every single day, regardless of having slept. And number two, he says certainly somebody's intent when he says the Birkas HaTorah one day is just to have in mind that day and the night thereafter, but not the next day. So apparently the person who says the Bracha Na'avar has in mind that it's going to include the next day, only the day he said it for. And indeed, the Magen Avraham says, V'cheinira Ikar, that seems to be correct, that we only have in mind to say it for one day, not the second day. In any case, the Magen Avraham says, in order to avoid this suffix, do we say the Birkas HaTorah or not, the ideal thing to do is to be yotze via somebody else. Somebody else who did sleep is going to say the brachas, Birkas HaTorah. We said the same thing with al netilas yadayim. He's going to say Birkas HaTorah. Somebody who didn't sleep should have in mind to be yotze. Each have each other in mind. The person who slept has the person in mind that he who didn't sleep. And that is solution number one. To somebody who was awake all night, does he say the Birkas HaTorah? Be yotze via somebody else. Solution number two that's brought by the Mishnah Berurah is that when he gets up to the bracha in the Birkas Kriyat Shema of Ahava Rabbah, which is very similar to the Birkas HaTorah, he should have in mind that I am going to be Yotze, the not only saying the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, the Kriyat Shema, but also this is going to fulfill my need to say the Birkas HaTorah, and that would be sufficient. So that is number two. Number three, the Mishnah Berurah brings that Rabbi Akiva Eiger was of the view that even if somebody is up all night, but he slept the prior day before staying up all night, he slept in his bed at least a half an hour, that is sufficient to obligate him, even though he stayed up all night, once the morning comes, to say the Birkas HaTorah. And the fourth solution is based on that Magen Avraham that we quoted before, that somebody on the day before he stays up all night, for example, if he's staying up all night Shavuos, the morning before he stays up all night, when he says his Birkas HaTorah, he should have in mind that these Birkas HaTorah are all only going to be effective for that day and the night thereafter when he stays up all night, but the next morning he has in mind he's going to be saying a new set of Birkas HaTorah. So we have four solutions for somebody who is staying up all night in order to say the Birkas HaTorah, piyot say the Birkas HaTorah in other ways. I just do want to mention that although that is the majority practice, there are poskim who are of the view that even somebody who stays up all night and even somebody who didn't sleep the day before should indeed be saying the Birkas HaTorah. Torah. Amongst them, the Orach HaShulchan says, "B'chol yom yavarach Birkas HaTorah." Every day we say the Birkas HaTorah. And also the Ben Ishchai said, seems to say the same thing, "Birkas HaTorah, the mevarchin osa achar amud hashachar." The implication is every day, once we hit Amud HaShachar, Alos HaShachar, which is approximately, although there are different computations, but the simplest one is 72 minutes before sunrise, there is a recurring obligation to say the Birkas HaTorah, even if somebody was awake all night long. Have a wonderful day.